And he'll take the second ram, and Aaron and his sons will place their hands on its head. Vashachata es ha'ayel v'lakachta midamo menasata al tanuch ozin Aaron v'al tanuch ozin banav ha'yuminis v'al bohen yadam ha'yuminis v'al bohen raglam ha'yuminis v'zarachta es hadam al ha'mizbeach saviv. And you shall shecht the ram, and you will take from its blood, and you will place it on the ridge of his ear, and on the earlobe of his sons, of the right earlobe, and on the right thumb of their hand, and of the right thumb toe of their feet, and you will throw the blood on the Mizbeach all around. Rashi adds that it should be on the middle joint of his thumb, not just the thumb itself. Alakachtem in Hadam Asher al HaMizbeach U'mishemen HaMishchav V'Hizesa Al Aaron V'Al Begada V'Al Banav V'Al Bigdei Banav Ito V'Kadash Hu V'Gadav U'Banav U'Bigdei Banav Ito. And you will take from the blood that is on the Mizbeach and from the anointing oil, and you will spray it on Aaron and on his clothes and on his sons and on their clothes with him, and you will sanctify them and their clothes and his clothes and his sons and their clothes with them. V'lakachta min ha'ayel ha'chelev ha'alya es ha'chelev ha'mechase es ha'kerev v'yoseres ha'kaved v'es shtei kelayos v'es ha'chelev asher aleihen v'es shok ha'yamin ki el meluim hu. And you will take from the ram the fat of the tail and the fat which covers the stomach and the fat on the kidneys and the kidneys and the fat which was on them and the front right leg, because this is a ram of miluim, and we'll talk about miluim in just a moment. Rashi refers to the fat of the aliyah as anything from the kidneys and back. She also says this is the only time that we see that a front right leg of an animal gets burnt with the other parts of the animal. What does Lashon Miluim mean? Rashi says that it means to complete or to fill in, or that they are Shlamim, because they make peace between the Mizbeach and to the Oved and to the one who brings the Korban, because they all get a piece of it. And we see that Moshe was the Kohen in this case, and then Aaron and his sons ate from the Korban because they were considered the owners. V'kikar lechem ha'achas, v'chalas lechem shemen achas, v'rakik echad, misal ha'matzos, asher lifnei Hashem. And a piece of bread, and a loaf of oil bread, and a wafer from the basket of matzos that is before Hashem. Rashi says one loaf of regular loaves, one loaf of the oil bread, and one piece from the wafers. And one, these are all, each one is one of ten. And we don't really see a lechem sacrifice burnt with the korban except for this one. V'samta hakol al kapei Aaron v'al kapei banav v'nafta osam tnufa lefnei Hashem. And you'll place all of it in the hands of Aaron and on the hands of his sons, and you will wave them. This is a waved offering before Hashem. Rashi says this represents where you have both the Kohen and the owner all waving the breads together. Kohen places his hands under the hands of the owner, and they wave him in all the different directions. Again, Aaron and his sons acting as the owners of the Korban, and Moshe acting as the Kohen. What is Tanufa? Rashi explains that it means to push forward and bring back to, in the different directions, to symbolize, to demonstrate that Hashem owns all the four different directions. And this waving dispels disasters, according to Rashi, and bad winds. Also, as it's called a truma, means you pick it up and put it down as well, and this is to prevent bad rains and dews. V'lakachto osam miyadam v'hiktarta ha'mizbecha al ha'ola l'reach nichoach lifnei Hashem yishehu l'Hashem. And you will take them from his hands, and you shall burn them on the mizbeach, on the ola, and it again will be a pleasing fragrance before Hashem, a fire offering to Hashem. Rashi reminds us that what's the pleasing fragrance? Because you followed his will, and then it's an Isha, because it is an offering placed into the fire. And you will take the chest of the ram of Miluim that belongs to Aaron, and you will wave it, a waved offering before Hashem, and it will be for you a portion. And you will consecrate the chest of the waved offering and the front leg of the truma offering that was waved and that was placed up from the ram of Miluim. That is for Aaron and for his sons. What does this mean? You will sanctify it. It means forever it shall be given to the Kohanim. As she notes, it shall not be burnt. It shall be theirs to eat. And it will be for Aaron and his sons for an eternal statute from Bnei Yisrael, because it is an uplifted offering, and it is an uplifted offering from Bnei Yisrael from their shlamim offerings. This is their uplifted offering. This is their truma to Hashem. Uvigdi akodesh asher la'aron yihyeh levanav achrav lamoshcha bahem lamale bahem es yadam. And the holy clothing of Aaron will be for his sons afterwards, anoint them, and to fill their hands. Rashi says, what does this mean to anoint them? Here it means to raise them up and again to fill their hands, that the giving of the garments is a passage of the office. Shevas yabim yilbasham hakohen tachtav mibanav asher yavo el oel moed lasharis bakodesh. For 7 days, the kohen will be dressed. He is the one who will be appointed in his place from his children, and he will go into the tent of meeting to serve in the Kodesh. Rashi says that it's the 7-day inaugural process, and one of his sons will be appointed to the Kohen Gadol. What does this mean, who will go into the tent of meeting? Which is that this is the Kohen who is ready to enter into the Kodesh Kedashim on Yom Kippur, and this is what the position of the Kohen Gadol, because the Avodah of Yom Kippurim is only for the Kohen Gadol. She also explains that it means that if there is a son for that the Kohen Gadol leaves behind, then he shall be appointed. V'se'el ha-miluim tikach u'bishalta es b'saro b'makom kadosh. And you'll take the ram of Miluim, and you will cook its flesh in a holy place. Rashi says, what does it mean, a holy place? In the courtyard of the Mishkan. And these specific shlomim are Kaddish Kedashim. Bachal Aaron uvanav es besar ha'ayal v'salechem asher besal pesach o'al moed. And Aaron and his sons will eat the ayal and the bread that is with it in the basket in the entrance to the o'al moed, meaning in the chatzer of the o'al moed before you get into the Mishkan part where the Kodesh is. And you will eat it, and it atones, and it's them to sanctify them, and a stranger shall not eat it, for it is holy. And if you shall leave over from some of the meat of the Miluim or some of the bread until the morning, you shall burn what is left over in fire. You shall not eat it, for it is sanctified. Ufar chatas tasel yom al hakipurim v'chitesa al hamizbeach v'chaparecha alav umashachta usol lekadsho. And a bull sin offering you'll make on the day for atoning, you shall sprinkle on the Mizbeach for your atonement, and you shall anoint it to sanctify it. Rashi says that the sin offering bull is for every day in order to atone for any mistakes, and which is to say the 7 days of the Miluim of these inaugural days are a very unique entity, like the rams and the bread. And those are only for the Mizbeach, like the bowl is for spritzing on the Mizbeach, and we've never heard of such a thing before this, and therefore we need this specific pasuk. Shivas yamim techaper al Mizbeach v'kidashta uso v'yah ha-Mizbeach kodesh kodashim kol hanogeyam v'Mizbeach yikdash. For 7 days, tone on the Mizbeach, and you will sanctify it, and the Mizbeach will be holy of holies. Anyone who touches it shall become sanctified. Rashi says that it says the Mizbeach will be holy. What makes it holy? Well, anyone who touches it shall become holy. What does this mean? Rashi says, even a pasuk korban that gets placed up on it, it becomes sanctified, and you cannot take it down. Rashi says, well, does that mean anything, even if it's pasul? He says, no, it has to be able to be brought onto the Mizbeach. But if it's passed that litmus test, then there are certain psulim which the Mizbeach will sanctify them.